USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ahead of the G20 summit in Indonesia, President Biden meets with Chinese President Xi Jinping for the first time since Biden has taken office. The Chinese president saying there is work to be done between the two nations.
Currently, the China-U.S. relationship is in such a situation that we all care a lot about it, because this is not the fundamental interest of our two countries and peoples.
A manhunt has ended for the man police accused of killing three people and wounding two others in a shooting at the University of Virginia on Sunday night. University of Virginia President Jim Ryan says they do not yet have a motive.
The suspected shooter is UVA student Christopher Darnell Jones, Jr. Upon arrival at the scene, university police encountered several victims of gunshot wounds. The shootings occurred on a bus full of students returning from a field trip.
He says the two surviving victims are hospitalized. One is in good condition and the other is in critical condition. A strong storm system is moving across the United States towards the south. The Gulf Coast region may see heavy rain, large hail, and tornadoes. The system is expected to move to the northeast Tuesday and Wednesday. Arctic air will spread across the country this week, and virtually the entire lower 48 will likely see temperatures lower than normal. Lawmakers are back in Washington, D.C., as the House and Senate are both in session on Monday. Week 10 of the NFL season wraps up with the undefeated Philadelphia Eagles in the spotlight on Monday Night Football. The NFC East leaders are hosting the Washington Commanders. The division battle will be played in Philadelphia. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided not to attend the G20 summit in Indonesia. At the summit on Monday, UN Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres speaks about the importance of countries working together despite geopolitical differences.
I would like very much to have President Putin here, and the meeting I'm having with Lavrov, of course, would be even more relevant if it would be with President Putin.
The balance of power in Washington, D.C. remains in question as the House of Representatives remains up for grabs. Republican Lori Chavez-Dermer tells Fox what she wants to do, emerging victorious in her House race in Oregon.
That is the key to an electorate that's happy. They want to see a vibrant economy, that they're safe on their streets, that their kids are having access to a great education, and that's what we want to do.
Dermer winning Oregon's 5th congressional district. Police in Turkey have made numerous arrests over a bombing over the weekend in their capital city. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has more on the story.
Turkish police have arrested 46 people over the explosion in central Istanbul that left at least 8 people dead and 81 others injured in a shopping area. The Interior Minister told reporters on Monday that the suspect included the person of interest who left the bomb that caused the explosion in Turkey's largest city.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.